Shvias Perkei Mishnah Tes. Mash Eles Isha Lachaverta Hashura La Shvias. A woman is allowed to lend to her friend, they're talking about a friend who's suspect to not keep the laws of Shemitah, and that is that she is utilizing the fruit of Shemitah after the time of Biur, without doing Biur to it. So, but she is still allowed to lend to her the following items: Nafa uchavara, two different types of sieves, Vrei Chayim, and a millstone in order to grind, Vitanor, and an oven, because we can assume that she's utilizing it in for permissible purposes and not for forbidden purposes. We can rely on that. However, she cannot get actively involved with her, because that would be a problem of misayeya yede over yavera, of directly helping people who are doing something wrong or potentially doing something wrong. Therefore, the Mishnah says, avolo tavor, she cannot do brera, in other words, she can't be borer, she can't separate out, let's say, the pebbles and stones from the grain directly. Lo titchan ima, and she is not allowed to grind together with her the grain, because that, again, is aser l'saya over avera. She is then forbidden to directly help people who are committing an avera. Now, moving away from Shemitah and moving to the laws of Tevel, taking off Trumas and Maestras, the Mishnah says, Eishes Chaver, the wife of a Chaver, of a Talmud Chacham, who keeps the laws of Trumas and Maestras strictly and the laws of Tum and Tahara. So the Eishes Chaver, Mash Elas, the Eishes Amharetz, she's allowed to lend to the wife of the Amharetz, Nafo Chavara, the two different types of sieves we mentioned before, Uvo Reres Vetochenes Umarakedes Ima. Not only that, but she can get directly involved with her to choose out the grains and separate them from either chaff or stones, etc. V'tochenes, and she can grind with her. Merkadesima, she could also sift the flour with her. And that's because even if we say that Amei Ha'aretz are suspect in not taking Maestros, however, Rov Amei Ha'aretz Ma'asun Hein, we still know the principle is true that the majority of Amei Ha'aretz do take off Maestros, and therefore she is permitted to get involved with her directly. However, Aval Mishatatel Hamayim, but once she adds water to the flour, Lo Tiga Etzla, she should not touch any of her things, because then, since the wife of the Amei Ha'aretz is not keeping the laws of Tum and Tahara, and therefore her utensils are tame, are not tahor. Therefore, as soon as the Eishes Chaver is going to get involved directly with the dough, it's going to become tame from the kalim, from the utensils of the Eishes Amaretz, and they won't be able to take off challah in the state of tahara. Other problems. Therefore, she can't do that. She ain't machzikin yedei ovrei avera, because she can't get support the activities of those who are doing something wrong. And over here, they're causing the tumma to the challah, and therefore, she can't get directly involved in that. Now, all of that we did permit, the Mishnah says, v'chulan, all these permissibilities that we gave, that she can lend her various items, or even get involved with her to a certain degree, lo amru ela mipnei darkei shalom. They only allowed it and said they can do it because of there should be shalom between Jews. That's why they allowed this. But if it weren't for the fact of shalom, they wouldn't want us to have anything to do with it. But they want there to promote harmony, so therefore they allowed certain things. U'machzikin yedei nachrim bashvias. This is something we had earlier in the Masechta, that we support the hands, or which means that we give a bracha or yashikoach to those non-Jews during the year of Shemitah, even though it's Shemitah, but they're not commanded in the laws of Shemitah. Avolo yedei Yisrael. However, of course, if we see a Jew not keeping the laws of Shemitah, working the land during Shemitah, of course, we do not support him. We do not give him a yashikoach. B'sho'al and b'shlomon, referring back to non-Jews again, we're able to inquire their benefit, how they're doing. They can give them shalom. Even, as explained by Chazal, even at during the day of their holidays, you're allowed to do that as well. B'pnei darkei shalom, again, because of promoting harmony between people.